I apologize about the last minute change of shiur time. My schedule sort of went a little haywire today. I think we'll be able to do a full hour. I may have to stop a couple of minutes short, but welcome to a special edition of Tuesday shiur. And now, even though sometimes, usually, obviously, I'm not directly on top of the comments, but feel free to speak up. Don't be bashful just because we're on Zoom. Adraba, feel even more comfortable to speak up because now we're all equal. There's no in-person and Zoomers over here, so feel free to raise any questions or more likely corrections as the shiur goes. So let's start with this. I mean, what we're going to do today, just as we mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, is pretty much just to go through the nafkaminas between the Shitas HaRan and the Shitas HaRashba, and try to figure out what the Mechaber and what the Rama Paskin, what we Paskin in the, what the Balei HaShulchan Aruch Paskin in this Machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba. So just to remind ourselves a little bit of what the Ran and the Rashba say, the problem is the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaAruch, as according to Beis Yosef, discusses how pogum something has to be in order for it to be mutter, and the discussion is it only a slight pagam that's considered nosin tam lufgam, or does it have to be something that's not roi lachila bichlal? So he suggests that even a slight pagam is enough, and the biggest riot to that is the notion of kedei rishena bas yoma, that a kedei rishena bas yoma obviously is not totally pogum, it's a slight pagam. So the Ran and the Rashba each deal with the question of, well, wait a second, but if it's derived, the whole idea of nosin tam lufgam is derived from nevela shena roi lager, so how can you say that just a slight pagam is already considered to be nosin tam lufgam, is already considered to be included in nevela she'en ru'i ilager? It doesn't work. Nevela she'en ru'i ilager is when a nevela is completely inedible, not when it's just a slight pagam. So the Ran himself suggested that it's all about hana'a, that the entire iser is to be nehene from the iser. But if you get no hana'a from the iser, then it would be totally fine. So if you eat a piece of steak that's not perfectly tasting, but it's edible, so then you're still getting hana'ah from the iser. But if flavors of iser go into your food and it negatively affects the heter, then you're not benefiting from the iser. You're getting no hana'ah from the iser. That's the Ran. The Rashba, however, said a little bit differently, that when discussing the piece of nevela itself, yeah, that has to be ein ru'i l'ger, that has to be completely inedible. What about blios? He said, no, the issue of blios is whether the blios are being nosin tam. Halachically, something is only nosin tam and going to cause trouble if you can apply the principle of tam ke'ikr, if it's giving some sort of positive tam. So essentially, the way the Prim Gadim and the Chavis Das explained the Shitas HaRashba is that nosin tam of gam is not the same as ein ru'i ilager. A small amount of iser that gets mixed into heter, you have to deal with two separate issues. You have to deal with the issue of the presence of the iser, and then you have to deal with the issue of the tam of the iser. So as far as the presence of the iser, as far as the mamashos of the iser is concerned, batal barov. That we'd be willing to say that it's batal barov. As far as the tam of the iser is concerned, there's not going to be an iser of tam when it's tam lefgam. The tam, if it contributes negatively, then it's not going to be an iser of tam at all. The mamashos is batal, so it's the combination of the mamashos being batal and the tam being tam lefgam that takes care of the iser. So those are the two malachim. That's the Ran, that's the Rashba. The question is, what's the nafgamina between the Ran and the Rashba? So we'd like to go through his five potential nafkaminas. I don't know if all of them are, but we'll see. We'll try to go through it and see whether these are all nafkaminas and how they play out in Shulchan Aruch. So the most obvious nafkamina probably is whether you need Rov Heter in order to make Nosin Tam Lufgam work. Meaning, the Rashba's entire lumdus hinges on the bittul of the mamashos. The Ran says, no, forget about that. It's not about the bittul of the mamashos. It's just about whether you're getting nehneh, whether you're being nehneh from the iser. So the Rashba is going to require a rov heter in order for nosin tam lefgam to work. According to the Rashba, it all depends on bittul, which can only happen when there's rov heter. According to the Ran, as long as you're not nehneh from the iser, meaning technically, if it, one might imagine that there would be a case where it's rov iser, but you're not getting any hana'a from the iser, so then it would still be fine. The Taz in Sif Katan Aleph suggests that, or seems to suggest at least, that maybe this is not really such a nafkamina between the Ran and the Rashba, because if you look in the Taz in Sif Katan Aleph, he seems to be explaining within the Shitas Haran. And the Taz suggests that l'chore, even the Ran would require rov heter. Because if you don't have rov heter, then you have isr be'en. It's not an isr b'tayroves. Meaning, it's not even considered an isr b'tayroves. If you have rov isr, so then you have isr in front of you. So it would be like eating actual nevela, which is still asr if it's pagam b'miksas, right? If you eat a nevela, haru'i l'ger, so then you violate the isr of nevela, even if it's pagam b'miksas. It seems, and it's clear that the Taz is talking within the Shitas Haran, because he writes that the reason the Nosin Tam Lefgam works is the halonene me'ataroves shum tam, right? He highlights the idea that you're not nene, and yet he still writes kol she isur mitaroves harov v'heter muat have a ki'ilu hu bifnei atzmo ve'ein lo heter ad she nifkam legamri kinevela shenuri lachila. Right, he says pretty explicitly that if it's rov iser, then we view it as if you're eating just iser. We view that as achilas iser, and that's it. That's all you're eating is iser, and therefore it's not going to be mutter until it's totally nifkam. So nafkamina number one, which would seem like the most obvious nafkamina, probably doesn't work out, at least according to the Taz. So again, nafkamina number one is, what if you have rov iser? That maybe according to the Rashba, rov iser is an absolute, would put an end to any sort of heter. It would make it that it would absolutely cannot work, because we need bittel in order for Nelson Tam Lefgam to work. And according to the Ran, l'chora should work, but comes on the Taz and says, no, it doesn't. If you have rov iser, then it's like eating a piece of nevela itself. So another nafkamina would l'chora be the psak of the Rama here in Sif Aleph. The Rama writes here in Sif Aleph that mihu dvarim hachashuvim kiberia okeyotzeba im einen pogumim ba'atzman afal pisha pogumim atavshil ein betelin afil be'elav. Right, the Rama writes that if you have things that are dvarim hachashuvim, meaning all of those things, those simanim that we just went through in Shulchan Aruch, the beria, the chatichoril eskabe, the maybe davashishal matirin, right, all of those discussions that we just had, things that are so chashuv that they cannot become batel, so if they're not inherently pogum, even though they're pogim the tavshil, they're not going to be batel afilu be'elef, meaning the whole heter of nosin tam lefgam doesn't apply to dvarim chashuvim. The idea of einaru ileger in a chinami, that will apply. If they're pogum bi'atzmam, if they themselves are pogum, they themselves are einaru ileger, so then it would work. But if the fact that they're nosin tam lefgam, the fact that they negatively affect the tavshil, that's not going to help in this situation. And the Badei HaShulchan in the Biurim, in Dibra Maschul Mihu, points out that nired u'kimta anal shenesariv gufo l'tocha tavshil talio b'pluta da Rashba v'aran, that this l'chora is totally in the machlokas between the Rashba and the Ran. Why? Sheladas haran sham ein sarich l'din bittel afal l'isar atzmo kishapoge mesatavshil, that you don't rely on a din of bittel even on the isar itself when it's pogem the tavshil vein noach l'isar, as long as you're not happy about this isar, so I don't need it to be batel. So good, it's a beria, doesn't matter, I don't need it to become batel. So the fact that it's a beria doesn't change anything, as long as I'm not being nena from it, so I'm perfectly fine, it doesn't have to be batel. V'im kein hachanami avshu beria hamikal makom That even though it's a beria, it's a nevela shenu rilager, meaning once it goes into a taroves and it gives a tampogum into the taroves, that becomes nevela shenu rilager, and that's mutter. That's because I'm not getting any anah from it. So with the lumdus of the Rama would not work out, whereas the Rama works out very well according to the Rashba. That's the ha'ara that the Badei HaShulchan makes. Again, that this entire chiddush of the Rama, that a beria is going to asur the taroves, even when it's nosin tam of gam, only works according to the Rashba, who thinks that nosin tam of gam relies on bittul. So where there can't be bittul, even nosin tam of gam will be asur. However, according to the Ran, that as long as you don't benefit from the isser, so it's going to be mutter, so you don't benefit from the bug falling in your soup. However, it is also possible and probable that the Ramah's Kiddush applies even according to the Ran. Because the reason that a berry is in a betela, meaning, what was the lumdus that we said? Let's see, there's a comment here, maybe someone was mechavi. Can the Ramah just say that his premise doesn't work by Dvarim Chashuvim? No, but why not? Meaning, why doesn't it work by Dvarim Chashuvim? So I think if you go back to the lumdus that we said, I think we said it from the Rav many times, why is it that a berry doesn't become batel? I mean, there's different mechanisms that prevent bittel. Right, so the bittul involves two steps. It involves there being a taroves, and then the halacha of bittul kicking in. So to prevent bittul, you need one of two things to happen: either that there's no shame taroves, or that even though there's a taroves, bittul, the halacha of bittul can't kick in. Why is beria in a betela? Why is a davar chashuv not going to be batel? So it could very well be that a davar chashuv doesn't become batel, because it's mafkia the shem taroves. There's no taroves bichlal. Meaning, when does the Ran say that if you're not getting hana'ah from it, it's going to be perfectly fine? That's when you have a taroves. I have a taroves, but I'm not getting hana'ah from the iser in this taroves, so then it's perfectly fine. That's what we call nosin tam lefgam. But if you don't have a taroves and you have a beria in the mix, we'll call it a mix, but it's not a taroves, and then you eat it, you know what you're eating? A bug. You're eating a bug. It's like taking a bug and just putting it in your mouth and eating it. So that's for sure going to be asur, even l'shita saran. So l'chora, unless it becomes unless it's pagum bi'atzmo, it's ein ruy l'ger, it becomes a nevela shein ruy l'ger, the fact that it gives a tam pagum into the taroves is not going to help you, because the mechanism of beria is such that it's mafkia the shem taroves. So it's as if you're eating the beria independently. And that for sure is going to be problematic, to eat the beria independently. And maybe a better nafka mina would have been, along the lines of the Rama, but not exactly what the Rama says. You know, it's interesting. We just learned all these simanim about things that aren't batel. But the Rama only talks about, what does the Rama say? A beria, right? What does it say? Dvarim chashuvim ki beria o kayotzeba. What does he mean, o kayotzeba? Chatichuri l'skabed? Okay, probably. He definitely means chatichuri l'skabed. That's very much like a beria. Does he also mean davar sheyesh lamatiri? Is that kayotziba? Is that just like a beria? So we spent a lot of time discussing how davar sheyesh lamatiri is really a little bit different than beria. It's not a davar chashuv. It's not on account of a chashivus. Davar sheyesh lamatiri that gives a negative taste, but is not pagum ba'atzmo, might ask for the taroves, anyway, davar sheyesh lamatiri is not mafkia the taroves, it's just that we can't apply the din bittel to davar sheyesh lamatiri, meaning the lamdus that we said of chatichuri l'skabed and of beria is fundamentally different than the lamdus of davar sheyesh lamatiri. When it comes to chatichuri l'skabed and beria, there's no shem taroves b'chlal. When it comes to davar sheyesh lamatiri, there is a taroves. It's just a halacha that you can't apply the dinim of bittul because one doesn't overpower the other, right? Because there's no contrast, so there's no din of bittul. Or achichlan bittul, whatever the svar is, whether Rashi, but there's no din of bittul. So if there's no din of bittul, according to the Rashba, that nosin tam lefgam only works midin bittul, then the davar sheyesh lamatirin should ask the taroves. But according to the Ran, I don't care that there's no din of bittul. I don't need a din of bittul. I just need, as long as there's a taroves, and I'm not being nena from the iser shebo, from the iser in that taroves, I'm fine. I don't need a din of bittul. The nosin tam of gam works because there's no hana'ah. You don't get hana'ah from what the davar sheyesh lamatirin contributes to the taroves. The Shach, so what do the Poskim Taka say? Meaning the Ramah doesn't mention Davar Sheyesh Matirin, right? He just says, Beri Okeyotzi Pasuk. So what do the Poskim Taka say? So if you look in the Shach and Sivkatan Aleph, he writes that the Ramah is referring to a Beria, and a Chatichuri Liskabed, and Davar Shebeminyin. He identifies those three. All three of those are Dvarim Chashuvim. Dvarim Chashuvim meaning that it's Mafki Hashem Taroves, that there's no Taroves Bechlal. He does not mention Davar Sheyesh Matirin. He does not mention Davar Sheyesh Matirin, implying that Davar Sheyesh Matirin might be different, that there will be a different halacha for Davar Sheyesh Matirin. However, if you look at the Prima Gadim in Sif Seidas, which is quoted over here in the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Katan Aleph, he says that it also includes Davar Sheyesh Matirin, because not all Davar Sheyesh Matirin is Kayotze, but it also can't be bottled. And the Ramah is just trying to tell you, look at the list of things that can't be bottled. Davar Sheyesh Matirin is on the list of items that can't be bottled also. What's that machlokas about? Meaning, it could very well be that if you assume, like the Shitas HaRashba, that we rely on bittul happening, so when it comes to a beria, when it comes to all of those things, chatichri, l'skab, and all that, so there's not going to be any shem tarovus bechlal, so of course it's going to aser. And even when it comes to davar sheyesh l'matirin, it's also going to aser, because bittul can't happen, and I need bittul to happen in order for nosin tam lufgam to kick in. But if you assume like the Ran, then you'll say Davar Sheyesh Matirin is not like the rest of them. The rest of those things are Mafki Hashem Tarovus, Chatichri, Liskabein, and a Davar Sheminyan and a Beria are Mafki Hashem Tarovus. Good, so that's going to still Aser B'Tarovus. But a Davar Sheyesh Matirin may not Aser B'Tarovus, because if it's Nosin Tam Lufgam, you do have a Shem Tarovus. And maybe that's why the Shach Dafka does not mention Davar Sheyesh Matirin. That's what he does not mention Davar Sheyesh Matirin. The Pisrei Tshuva in Sivkat Nalef takes a totally different spin on this, though. He understands the reason Davar Sheyesh Matirin doesn't fit this halach of the Ramah is that the Ramah is willing to be makel when these items are pegum ba'atzman, and that heter wouldn't apply. So that heter is not going to apply to Davar Sheyesh Matirin, which has nothing to do with chashivus and would not become batel. Working with the assumption that our ability to be to say nosin tam lufgam mutter is connected to bittel, like the Rashba, we're suggesting the opposite, that Davar Sheyesh Matirin, since it's not mafkia the shem taroves, might not aser the taroves, since you'll benefit from its presence. So again, the way the Pisrei Tshuva takes this is that the reason Davar Sheyesh Matirin is not going to fit what the Ramah is telling us over here, this halach of the Ramah, is that the Ramah is willing to say that when it's pagum biatzmo, then it's going to be perfectly fine. And the heter of being pagum ba'atzmo is not going to work for a davar sheyesh matirin because it has nothing to do with chashivus, so would not become batel regardless, even if it's pagum bi'atzmo. Which works with the assumption again that the ability to say nosin tam lufgam mutter is connected to bittel like the Rashba. Well, what I was trying to suggest a moment ago was that no, davar sheyesh matirin is left out for the other on the opposite extreme, that since it's not mafkia the shem taroves, it might not aser the taroves because you don't benefit from its presence at all. Let's see what the comments are. Yoni, how can Rama be talking about davar sheyesh matirin because it's items that are pogim ba'atzmam but give bad taste to the, if he's referring to items that aren't pogim ba'atzmam but give a bad taste to the tafshil. Davar Sheyesh Matirin only applies by min b'mino, which will never give a bad taste if the food inherently tastes good. Min b'mino will never give a bad taste. Me'echi tasi. You know, that may depend on how you define min b'mino also. Min b'mino b'shem or min b'mino b'tam, right? But it could be that even min b'mino b'tam, depending how different they have to be, the tastes are a tricky thing, right? You could have two pieces of meat that are called min b'mino, but one of them mixing with the other could give a negative taste to the other. Where was that Prima Gadim who mentioned davar sheyesh lo matirin? So the Prima Gadim is right here. It's on the Shach. Azi?
Would it be possible to say that the Ran would even hold Davar Sheyesh Matirin? Because in the case where the Ran and the Rashba argue about, let's say you have less than meaning you have a significant amount of iser that's no sintan lefka, but it's not enough that it's above, it's the ruv. So the Rashba will still say that you'll have bittul of the mamashas and no sintan makam of the tam. But the Ron says at that point, then you need it to be, you know, roi lachilas ger. So it seems to be like for him, if the amount or the cheftza is chashuv enough, then it actually follows the rule of nevela, as opposed like really needing to be totally.
I think that's a different vart, and, meaning the kamus vart is a different nafkamin. It's the next nafkamin we'll discuss. But it's, I think it's a different vart, meaning that it's not about chashivus over there. It's just about, you know, net gain, right? That's what the Ran says explicitly, right? That it's about if it's all about right, hana'ah, so then if quantity can outweigh what your nene in quantity can outweigh what you lose in quality.
So I was wondering if you could say, meaning by that case, that maybe applied over to this case, is that if the amount is a significant enough amount, then we don't view it as just tam. We view it as like a total chetza that has both mamashas and tam, and therefore you'd have to apply the actual rule by nevela of it being totally pagum. And maybe you could say by davrshi shel matir, and that even though it becomes a part of the taroves, since it's still distinct enough because there's no bittel, therefore it has to actually be totally pagum and not just, it can't rely on the
Say it again.
Meaning, I thought over there you could possibly say by that machlok, yes, you'd say that instead
by which
of it being
by
the kamos issue.
Yeah.
That it's not about that the kamos hana outweighs the tam hana, but that since this is now a sufficient kamos, therefore you have to follow the actual rule of nevela, that a nevela, a piece of steak, has to actually be pagum ba'atman. You can't rely on it being slightly pugged.
Oh, I mean, he's saying a whole different vart in the Ran's Shita.
And then, and then you could say here that by Davar Sheish L'Matir, and even though it's part of the Taroves, still it's distinct enough because there's no Bittel that we have to actually follow the rule of Nevela being totally pugged.
So I have to take issue with you on the first step, meaning the Ran writes that when the Ran says that chiddush, which we're about to discuss, he says it's right after he says the whole vart about hana'a. He says ulufi zeh korav ani lomar, meaning it's mamish. He's saying that the chiddush. Well, let's talk about the nafkamina, but the nafkamina that he says about the kamos over outweighing the echos is specifically because of his whole vart of hana'a, right? Meaning, it's hard to say that it works in any other way other than just saying that quantity is...
Right, I don't have it in front of me. I thought the way he was saying it was that it only becomes a din in Hana once you isolate Tam. But once you have sufficient Kamas, then it's not about Hana or lack of Hana, then you actually need full...
Oh, that's not the way I read it. Let's see it inside now. Yeah. Let's see. Let me look inside now. So we'll call this Nafkamina number 3, because this is a Nafkamina that seems to work and makes it onto the page in Shulchan Aruch, and the Ran himself says this is a nafkamina. So, you know, like if a nafkamina is mukhruch, not mukhruch, right? So the first one, not so mukhruch, because the Taz said it's not a nafkamina. The second one, also not so mukhruch, because, it's mafkia, the shem tarovis, because, you know, there's no way no one before the Badei Shulchan would have thought of that, you know, and then, it could be that the second one is not a nafkamina, like we said, unless you switch over to Dovashish Matim, which is also a questionable application, like Yoni pointed out. The third nafkamina is clearly a nafkamina, and it's one that the Ran himself makes. And that is as follows. The Ran comments about his own mahalich, about it all being about hana'ah. The Ran writes, Ulfi zeh korvani lomar shim higdil iser midoso shel heter ad shi mashbiach yoser kisha ochlo begodel midoso mimashu hu pogem behevse ta'amo. He says, if you weigh the benefit and loss over here, the loss that you have in tam, because it's not quite as tasty, and the benefit that you have in terms of volume, and it turns out that you gain more from the volume than you lose in tam, so, it's going to be asr, achiyiv salmelech l'adam kenevela, unless it's mamash enu real again, unless it's mamash nifsal me'achilas adam. When do we say that a pekam kolshu is enough? Hainu k'sheposel yoser bekilkul taimo mimash mashbiach begodel midaso. That's where the downgrade of the quality of the food is a bigger factor than the upgrade of the quantity of the food. But if the quantity is the bigger factor, then that's going to it's still going to have the ability to aser even if it's pogrom. I was in camp this past summer in Camp Kaylee. So one thing about Camp Kaylee, for anyone who's ever been there, the food is fantastic. The chef happens to be really good. He's a wonderful frum guy and he makes really, really good food. But this past summer it was only my Kaylee Masmidim. We only had like 30 guys in the whole camp and like some visitors. And it was like mamish eating at like a gourmet restaurant every night. Like, hey, he was like, he's always good. He was like off the charts good. Sometimes smaller quantities, you know, you can keep the quality much higher. I imagine there are more. You have to use a lot of filler when you're cooking for 500 people, so you have to fill in things that are maybe of lesser quality. So the Ran says, look, I'm going to add in so much that you're going to add in so much of the isser that you're going to benefit from the presence of the isser. You had kosher food that nevela fell into, it will detract from the taste of the kosher food, but it's going to add volume to the pot of the kosher food. So that's a factor in halacha, and you have to measure the cost of the negative taste against the benefit of the increased volume. So if you yield a net positive, you cannot apply the heter unless in tam lefkam. However, the Ran himself quotes the Rashba that avala Rashba heter b'sefer Torah sabayis ha'aruch. Kol shaheta meruba min iser. He says, I don't care that the volume that it added so much to the volume, as long as there's more heter than there is iser. You do need that, right? Because that's what we pointed out. Because the Rashba relies on bittul, so there needs to be more heter than iser. But it could be 51% heter, 49% iser. That's good too. V'kayav taima diim yishum mamashul da'oraisa beruba batul. If it's about the mamashos, midaraisa it's batul berov. V'im yishum taamo, and if you're worried about the taam, ain't kan nosin taam. Give it shu po game. Then it's not considered nosin taam. Because it's pogame. So the Ran comments about that Rashba, ain't da'at, you know, I don't like the Rashba's heter on this, because I view this as a measure of how much hana'ah you get. So in Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch quotes two shitos on this issue. Meaning, here's clearly enough coming between the Ran and the Rashba. You want to know the Shulchan Aruch paskins? Good. What does he paskin on this issue? Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Pegam ze ein tzarich shivkam legamri ad shi kotz liachlo." It doesn't have to be pogam legamri to the point that it's inedible. Ela afilu pogam ktsas einu osur taruvaso. Even if it's just pogam a little bit, it's not going to osur the taruves. V'yesh mishomer. But then there's a yesh mishomer. Dainu davka kishen esariv isur muat. Im heter meruba, avol iser meruba letoch heter muat, vafilu mechzal mechzeinam nosin tamavkam mutter, ad shiifkom legamri shenroy lemachal adam. What's he saying over there? That if you have, you always need rov heter. If you have rov iser, it's a non-starter. Meaning that's the Rashba. You need bittul. You can't have bittul if you have rov iser, or even if you have 50-50. You need rov heter in order to start. In order to start to apply nosin tam lefkam. V'im ein sham mamashu shel iser el tamo bavad afilu iser meruba v'heter muat mutter im pogim ktsas. And if you don't have the mamash of the iser, all you have is tam of the iser, then it doesn't matter what the ratios are, because all you have is tam, and as long as it's nosin tam lefkam. V'yesh mi shechochech lomar, and the chochech mekabel lahachmir va'oser. Some want to be so machmir. Shem higdil isr midasr shel heter at shu mashbiach yosuk shochel because of midasr mashu pogim behaves the time all asr at shiv samilach ladam. The Ran that if the increase in volume is a greater factor than the decrease in quality, then that's taka going to be asr. So where does that leave us lahalacha? You know, you have two deis. He quotes Yesh Mishomer the Rashba that you absolutely need rov heter, otherwise you don't have bittul to begin with. And then Yesh Mishachochech Lomar the Ran. So the Levush is machmir like the Shita Saran by Safek Yisr Torah, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes both opinions without being machriya. Kaf HaChaim says that linyan halacha im uefsim ruba shasat chak yesh lismach al svar rishon lahatir. Meaning they view the Rashba as a major kula over here, right? Because over here, meaning on this particular issue, About the increase in volume, the Ran is a chumrah, because the Ran is going to say the increase in volume will stop Nosin Tam Lefkam from being effective, whereas the Rashba will not say it stops it from being effective. On the issue of whether you need Rov Heter, the Rashba is a chumrah, right? Because the Rashba says you absolutely need Rov Heter, the Ran might say, no, maybe even with Rov Isser, as long as the volume doesn't help you so much, if you have such a case, where the volume doesn't help you so much, even if you have Rov Isser, it would still be okay. But in this particular case, where the increase in the volume is really going to be a game changer, it's gonna really affect the Hanah that you get. So it turns out that the Ran is a Chumra and the Rashba is a Kula. So if it's a Hefsim Ruba or a Shasadcha, Kavachayim says he's willing to be Mekel. David Kirsch, what would serve as a practical example of a net gain in volume despite the worst time? Doesn't that from Kaylee taste worse when there are more people? Yeah, but can you imagine trying to feed those 500 people? Meaning that the chef is absolutely gaining, you know, from, if it's worth it to you. I assume that's what it means, that if it's worth it to you to have, you could either have a very sparse dinner, you know, you go to like a fancy restaurant sometimes and like, you know, there's like this little tiny thing, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're like, where's the food? And you know, but I'd rather, and you'll say, I'd rather go to Carlos and Gabby's and get a gigantic burger, even though it may not be, you know, whatever quality aged beef that you see behind the, you know, the glass display in you know, Domo or whatever. I'm using Five Towns references over here, but I'm sure there's a Teaneck equivalent, you know, of those things. So sometimes it's worth it to you to have greater value. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shlita in Sefer Ein Yitzchak regarding Klal Mav Shulchan Aruch, he has a whole Sefer about Klal Mav Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. He has a whole sefer just dedicated to Klal Mav Shulchan Aruch.
Is that part of Yalkut Yosef?
No, it's a separate sefer.
I don't know about that sefer. Okay, yeah. That sounds like a worthwhile sefer to get. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, whenever there is two Yesh Misha Omer following each other, we treat it as a Yesh V'Yesh Rishvasan, like the second Yesh Omer. Yeah, but I'm not sure over here. It's Yesh Misha Omer. And yesh mi shechochech lomar, you know, chochech, you know, makes it sound almost like it's a little more far fetched, you know. So I was thinking about that, but I wasn't sure. I don't know if there's a rule for yesh mi shechochech lomar. I don't know if it comes up often enough to have a rule. Eli Fuchs, why did the post can take the chumrah of the Ran so seriously if he himself is unsure about it? I don't know. He's pretty unsure about it because he's pretty sure about it because even though he says it b'loshen anivus, you know, in the end when he quotes the Rashba, he says ain daiti nocha behetur. I don't like this Rashba. So you know, I can't get comfortable with this kula of the Rashba. So I think that's why you got to take it seriously. And plus, you know, in Lundus it works out. According to the Ran, that's always questioned. You know, when I remember when I was in Rosh Shechter's year, there was a big tumult about someone who was being matir agunos by being mafkia kiddush in the mafreya for like everybody. Oh, would you, if you would have known that the guy didn't, you know, would not give you a get, then you never would have been accepted the kiddush in the first place. So it was a kiddush etalus, and you know, he's mafkia the kiddush, and there was someone going around doing that. So sometimes when Rav Shechter gets agitated about things, like it comes out, like it didn't matter what we were learning, but you know, like he would always talk about it. But it happened to be we were learning Kiddushin. So there was so part of what the fellow who was doing was he also did a get al yidei zechiyah. Right, the kol zon getin. So he did a get al yidei zechiyah. Zachman adam shlo b'fanav, that the guy, that even though the guy is amad v'tzavach, the guy is screaming, I don't want to give a get, I don't want to give it. No, but the real you wants to give a get. So zachman adam shlo b'fanav, they would give a get. They were zachin mei adam. It relied on so many things. That zachin mei adam, that you know, to divorce his wife. And even though he's amad v'tzavach, so part of it, what it was based on, is that there's a Rashba that says that lulei d'mistafina, I would say that maybe even when it's a zechus gamur, that if he's amad v'tzavach, that you could still say zachin when the guy is screaming. So that was always the question. When a Rishon writes Luli de Mistafina, right? Does he mean to say this is what I hold, and it's just like it's polite to speak Belashon Anivus, or does he really mean to say no? I'm actually a little bit afraid to suggest this, and therefore I'm not saying it la'alacha. So it's tricky to know when a Rishon really, you know, really means something, la'alacha, and when he's just using a lashon of nivus. I can tell you certainly with sometimes it depends on the personality. A lot of times with Rav Schachter, I get the sense that if he says he's unsure, then he's really unsure. You know, because he has tremendous confidence in the things that he's sure about, even if it goes against all the rest of the world. He'll say, like, what do you mean? It's pashut. Like, I'm, you know, it's so obvious. It's right there. It doesn't matter who disagrees. It's like it's pashut to him. With Rav Asher Weiss, when Rav Asher Weiss says Luli de Mistafina in the tshuva, it means he holds it 1,000% to the nth degree, and he'll disagree with anyone. He writes Luli de Mistafina because he knows that it looks arrogant to say something that's against the whole rest of the world. Okay, different people have different styles. So we didn't know the Rishonim. We don't have a personal relationship with them. So it's hard to know. But okay, but I would say in this case, the Ran is a real sheet over here. You know, the Ran is he's saying this, and he's the one that brought up the Nafkamina. He's the one that says he's uncomfortable with the Rashba's Kula over here. A fourth Nafkamina, maybe Nafkamina. There's a Chuvas Chacham Tzvi, which I didn't write down the Maramakum, but I'm sure it shouldn't be hard to find, whether you can create Nosin Tam Lefkam Lechatchila. Meaning, Nosin Tam Lefkam works, right? So can I just do it? Can I put something that's Isser, but it gives a Tam Pagum into something? So if it's based on Bittel, like the Rashba, you can't be Mevatel Isser Lechatchila. Right, I mean, if Nosin Tam Lefkam relies on Bittel, so you can't be Mevatel Isser L'Chachilu. But if it's like the Ran, that there's simply no Isser, because you're not getting any Anav from it, so then maybe it should be Mutter. Badei HaShulchan is not convinced that that's really enough Gemina, because the Isser V'Hetter suggests that Gezeira, Kedera She'en Bas Yoma to Kedera Bas Yoma, is a broader Gezeira to never utilize Nosin Tam Lefkam unless you come to use a Tam Meshubach. Meaning, just like we have a din, the Gemara says explicitly at the end of Avodah Zarah, that you're not allowed to use a Kedera She'en Bas Yoma, even though what's going to happen with a Kedera She'en Bas Yoma? It'll only be Nosin Tam Lefkam. Why? Gezeira, not to use it, Atu Kedera Bas Yoma. Maybe, that really means that you're never allowed to utilize Nosin Tam Lefkam. Meaning, it's not about a Kedera She'en Bas Yoma. It's about Kedera She'en Bas Yoma represents the entire category called Nosin Tam Lefkam. And you're just never allowed to use Nosin Tam Lefkam L'Chadchila, regardless of whether it relies on Bittul. It's a separate Gzeira. Then you're not allowed to use Nosin Tam Lefkam as a L'Chadchila. Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadi Hei, back in Basra B'Cholov, which we haven't gotten to yet, but let's maybe keep it in mind when we get there, discusses putting Efer in Mayim Chamin, putting soap. Efer means ashes, putting a pogim. Whenever we talk about putting a pogim nowadays, we're never putting ashes in things. It's always soap. It's a question about how awful our soaps are. You know, some of the soaps, like, you smell them, it's like, smells delicious. And, you know, they're dafka made that if there's a little bit of soap left on your kalim, that it's not going to ruin your food. Because they, right, meaning they want it to be able to clean the kli, but if there's a little bit of soap on the surface, so is it always necessarily going to be a pogim? Discussion in Poskim. Pashtus is yes, that it's absolutely a pogim, because they're not really edible, and if you eat soap, and they still haven't made soap that's delicious. Toothpaste, yes, at this point, you know, the children's toothpaste, like, they have a problem that kids sometimes just, you know, chug the toothpaste, you know, but they haven't yet made soap that's delicious. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses putting my Efer in Mayim Chamim, even if there's Shuman Dabuk, it's mutter because it's Nosin Tam Lefkam. So the Shach writes that this halacha is not in any Rishonim, and it's not even mentioned in the Beis Yosef. It's like this unusual halacha that appears in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tzadi Hei, that not only didn't come from Rishonim, you look for where he got it from in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't even appear there. And the Shach points out that Tosus and Chul and Daf Kuf it tries to prove Shitas Rabbeinu Ephraim that there's no Chaticha Nasa Nevela by Shari Surim from the kashering of a large pot that won't have Shishim, right? By doing Haggalah a few times. So the first Haggalah draws out some time, and the second Haggalah will now have Shishim corresponding to the remaining Blios. But if you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim, first Haggalah would turn all of the water into Isser. And then doing multiple Haggalahs doesn't help, because all of that Isser goes right back into the Kli. And it's not just a percentage of the whole water that becomes Nevela. So Shach asks, why didn't Tosfos think that you can just be pogame the water with the first Haggalah? So even those that say Chanan B'Shari Surim would allow it. I mean, Tosfos comes up with this whole idea in Chulin Daf Kuf, that you could do Haggalah, Achar Haggalah, and unless you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim. Right, if you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim, Haggalah Achar Haggalah is not going to work on a pot that doesn't have Shishim in its contents, Keneged the Blios. But if you don't hold Chanan B'Shari Surim, you don't hold Chatichah Nasa Nevela, so whatever Tam comes out of the pot goes into the water, so now only a percentage of the water has Tam of Isser, so only that's going to go, only that percentage is going to go back into the pot, and then the next time around, you can actually kasher it. So the Shach says, I have a better idea. Even if you hold Chanan B'Shari Surim, just be pogame. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Ephraim would tell you. Just be pogame the water with the first Haggalah, and then it's not going to be a problem. So the Prichadosh points out that maybe the reason you can't use soap is that maybe it's a separate issue, that we don't raise the issue, Tosfos doesn't raise the issue of potentially using soap, because Haggalah has to be done with water. It's not supposed to be done with Shar Mashkim. And maybe once you put soap in, it's no longer considered Mayim, it's considered Shar Mashkim. The bottom line, though, is that the Shach over there in Sifkat Nalef has a Kash on the Mechaber. Pischi Tshuva in Sifkan Alev says that maybe an Afer Pogame can prevent an Isser from being Chal, but can't be Matir an existing Isser. Meaning, why should Afer Pogame help to prevent the Chalosa Isser? Because presumably the Pogame weakens, but it doesn't actually destroy the Tam. So an Isser can't be Chal on a Tam Kalush. So once it's weakened, you can't have a Chalos Isser. But if it's already Usser, the Isser's not going to go away. But the Taz over there in Sifkan Taz Vav asks on the Ramah, quotes a Maril, that you shouldn't use a Kli to cook up water that you normally make shampoo with, because the shampoo is normally made from Afer al Akira, which contains Basar B'Chalav. So the Taz asks, you don't see that don't you see from there that Afer doesn't save you? The fact that it's Pogum? The fact that it's Pogum doesn't help you? So Shach and the Kudus HaKesef suggests that maybe the case where the Afer works is you have just Shuman Ma'at. But when you actually have the Guf HaBasar and Guf HaChalav, then the Afer won't help. So anyway, all of that discussion we'll get to when we get to Basar B'Chalav. So if you didn't follow me, but the point is, Badei HaShulchan in the Biurim quotes a Tzemach Tzedek that the entire heter of the Afer is only b'di'evet, and the Mechaber would never allow it l'cherchila. So the svara of the Tzemach Tzedek is the broader issue of, can you create Nosin Tam Lefkam l'cherchila? Tzemach Tzedek seems to assume that we cannot do it l'cherchila. Prichadosh is only makel that Afer Pogim helps behefsid meruba. The Aruch HaShulchan is makel even shalom behefsid meruba, possibly only b'di'evet, not l'cherchila. But that's a broader issue, right? Meaning, and again, Basar B'Chalav, we'll get to when we get to it, and this has major ramifications when it comes to Hechsher Kalim, because a lot of times, you know, I remember when I did the Ask OU program when I was learning Yerideya, or I actually did it at the wrong time. I did it the year before I learned Yerideya. I went on the Ask OU program. Are you familiar with that program? They take like guys for, I don't know if they still do it, they used to take smicha guys, not just from YU, from all different yeshivas, and it was like a three-week program during the summer where you'd go to different places every day with the OU, and they would show you all about kashrus and all about practical hashkacha. So they took you to the New York Hilton one day and showed you how they kashered the hotel, and they took you to J2 pizza shop in Manhattan, and they showed you the kashrus issues, whatever they were, all the restaurants that they gave hashkacha to. So we got to see a lot of different things in basements. We got to see which restaurants had mice, which restaurants had cats to eat the mice, which was a lebedik. We learned a lot, all these different companies. We went to the Heimische, like Be'er Mayim Chaim Soda Company. You got to see how they make all their flavored sodas. And you could see why the quality control was not. It was fascinating. Like, you would think that, or like these coffee companies. So you think like everything is like an exact, when they're making flavored coffees, they're very careful about the beans. They just took a giant bag of beans, they took some flavoring, they poured it in. So the guy's like, "Ah, it looks like enough." He shook it up, and that was it. Like that was how the fancy flavored coffee beans worked. But one of the places we went, there it had a lot of Heimische Hashgachas also, like a lot of the Hasidic Hashgachas. So the guy said to us, "I can't. The OUs here. I hate the OU. You guys are all the OU. I can't stand the OU." We're like, "Okay, why do you hate the OU?" He's like, "I'm a Hasidic Yid. The Heimische Hashgachas know that they can trust me, so they're not always looking over my shoulder and asking about all the ingredients and everything. The OU is always checking. They're always making sure that everything is. Why don't they trust me?" So that was a little bit of an eye-opening comment that made me jaded, like for the rest of my life, about these from Hashgachas. What was I saying? I totally. Oh, so one of the things that they have to deal with a lot is that they'll come into a hotel and they're going to want to kosher the whole hotel, but they don't have 24 hours. Meaning that they had an affair there the night before, and now they got to kosher the hotel for the Aguda dinner, let's say, or whatever, for the next night. So all the cooking has to be done that day, and they don't have 24 hours. So what do you do? So it's a major shaila. Can you use soap in order to create a tam pagum, in order to do the kashering on a lot of the items? So we'll have to get there when we do kashering. Ooh, was that Haimash Hashgach Mansi? That was a different story. I have a crazy story about that also, but not for now. The Yoni probably remembers. Have you ever heard that Maisa, the Mansi guy? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Okay. There's.
Whether when he went to Israel.
Yeah. okay. Ooh, I missed a lot of comments over here. By the Rash was Magdil Midasa, why isn't there an issue of Mevatn Lechachila when you add Heter? I'm not Nachi, what do you mean by that? You're on mute.
Stam, right. So we were saying that when you're it's Godal Midaso, right? So is that where it just happens naturally, or from me,
Yeah,
Kara, or
I think so. I think it's assuming that the Tarovis happens, not that you're making the Tarovis. Yeah,
meaning so it's Rov Meikara, and therefore there's nothing to worry about according to him.
right. I think so. David Kirsch, even if you felt like the Ran that it's not a din bittul, are we allowed to create a borderline problem with Chachila in general, regardless if it's bittul or not? Right. I mean, that's the Chora, the Nafkamina over here. But I mean, can you, even if it, well, right. Meaning.
Yeah, I asked this before Ravi continues.
Yeah. Okay. I think the OU's makeup of some factories kasher from milk to parrot, even Ben Yom of kashering twice by using a cleaning agent during the first kashering and based on a shear from Ravi Gersten. Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember there. I remember it was so bad because I did this program before I learned Yoredeya. So all these guys were like challenging, like, "How could you do that?" And I didn't even understand the words they were using. Like, not only did I didn't know the issues, I don't know why I did it. I think I got you weren't even allowed into the program unless you learned Yoredeya. But my uncle was the president of the OU at the time, so he got me into the program. But it was like, I still learned a lot. Even if it isn't in Bittul, isn't the reason for him of Vatlin that you might mess up the ratio, which isn't Shaykh by Tom Pagum. Yeah, that's what we mentioned yesterday. Yeah, it's not Shaykh by Tom Pagum. That's yeah, but Gzeira Ben Yom, right? Okay, yeah, that's a good point. One
Rabbi,
last, yeah.
the Gemara of Avodah Zarah in Samach Zayin Amud Beis says she'im riba tam leheter. So shouldn't that be a clear indicator that it's only mutter b'diavad? Meaning, had it been true that it's mutter l'chatchila, l'chora the Gemara should have said that.
Should have said that you can be marba yourself. What's the lashon of the Gemara?
In riba tam, it's the Gemara sam at the very top of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. It
Yeah, let me
says
get my
in
Gemara.
riba tam leheter mutter.
I hear. Where's my Avodah Zarah? I don't know where my Avodah Zarah is. Yeah, I hear. I don't know. That's it. That would seem to be a pretty good raya. Yeah, sounds good. Another nafkamina, and with this one we'll close between the Ran and the Rashba is chametz bePesach, and this is the big one. I mean, this is this is a real big one. There are two deos in Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Siman Tav Memtes Sivyud, whether Nosin Tam Lev Gam is Mutra and Pesach. The Rashba holds that it's Asur, and the Achronim, the Prima Gadim over here in Mishpsal Zav Sivkat and Aleph, and Riki Veger in Chuvas in Madura Kamasim Kuf Samach Vav, explain that the Rashba is Lashitaso. That the reason Nosin Tam Lev Gam works, that it's Mutter, is that as far as the Tam, the Torah never forbade bad tam, and as far as the gufa iser, it needs bittul, has to become batul barov. But that idea of bittul barov wouldn't be true on Pesach when chametz is aser b'mashu, and it's not going to be batul barov. So if you're relying on bittul, it's not going to work for chametz because chametz is aser b'mashu. The Ran, on the other hand, says that the reason nosin tam lev gam is mutter is nothing to do with bittul. So you're not getting any anah from the iser, and that applies on Pesach as well. You're also not getting any anah from the iser. It's a very common shaila. Someone accidentally cooks in a chametz dekapat for Pesach, so it hasn't been used in 24 hours. It's no sin tam, right? It's almost always hasn't been used in 24 hours, so it's no sin tam lefgam. So can you eat that food for Pesach? No balabasta ever would entertain the possibility. But lich ora, according to the Ran, yes, you can. And especially if it wasn't on Pesach, if it was before Pesach, where where chametz may not be aser b'mashu yet, when it's before Pesach, so then it could be that it's batel. So you have that svara to rely on as well. I think Rabbi Sablowski has some sort of maisa like this. Did we mention that earlier this year? Rabbi Sablowski has some sort of maisa where someone did all their cooking for Pesach by accident and chametz took a pot. So, they got confused or something like that. And it was like Erev Pesach and they had such a shayla. Anyway, Rabbi Kiveger asks that it would turn out that there's a steer in the Mechaber. There's a shtarka kasha, Rabbi Kiveger asks. In Yerodea, the Mechaber Paskin said if it's Issa Merubah Alaheter, that it's going to be Yasir. Right, meaning the Mechaber says he first quotes the Shitas HaRashba before Yesh Misha Chochech LaHachmir, but it seems that if there's more Isser, then it's going to be Asser, meaning that's the Rashba, that you can't apply Bittul Barov when there's Rov Isser. So, clearly, like the Rashba in Hilchas Pesach, he passes Nosin Tam Lefkam as Mutter, even though Chametz is Asser Mashu and cannot become Batel. So what do you do with that? How does Mechaber associate himself from one place to the other? So Kiveger suggests that the entire din of Mashu Chametz is only a Chumrah. So vis-a-vis that Chumrah, he's willing to rely on Shitas Rad. Meaning, what's the Mechaber's position on the Machlokas Rashba and the Ran? Suffolk. Meaning he's willing to say that he's not sure. So if there are other Sniffim, he's gonna be making. So when it comes to Mashu Chametz, which the old Chumrah of Mashu Chametz is only a Chumrah, so he's willing to at least rely on Shita Sarad, and it's Muchach that way from the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea as well, because on the one hand he passes like the Rashba, that if there's more Isser than Heter in the Tarovas, it's Asser, and then he quotes the Ran, Yesh Mishachachich, he quotes the Ran, the next line, that if you nenner from the increased volume, it's Asser. So clearly the Shulchan Aruch is not definitively, and even as Simon mentioned the Kalei HaPsak before, even that's not, proof positive over here. He's not definitively coming down on one side of this or the other. So if he's not definitively coming down on the side of the Rashba, so it's hard to ask Stiras. It's that he's trying to that when there's other Snifim Lahakel, he'll be Mekil, but ideally he'll try to be Mechmir, like the Chumras of both Shitas. So what we've done so far is we've discussed Nevela Shein Rui Leger and its relationship to Nosin Tam Lev Gam, the Machlokas Ra'ah and the Ran and the Rashba, the three-way Machlokas. We went through five potential Nafkaminas between the Ran and the Rashba, meaning whether Nosin Tam Lev Gam relies on Bittul, because it's not the same as Nevela Shein Rui Leger, as opposed to the Ra'ah, who says it's exactly the same as Nevela Shein Rui Leger, but the Ran and the Rashba, that it's not the same as Nevela Shein Rui Leger, but they have different mechanisms through which Nosin Tam Lev Gam works. So we went through five potential nafkaminas, some of which are absolutely nafkaminas, like chametz bepesach, and like when the kamos is greater than the echus, and some which are questionable nafkaminas. But there was a third principle that we haven't yet touched upon, and that's a sugya in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. That third principle is shalokiderech achila. What if you eat something, but you eat it not in a ru'il achila, something that maybe is edible, but you eat it shalo kederech achila? So shalo kederech achila, the same? Is that the same thing as in a ru'il achila? That it's like it's ki'ilu, it's just not a food because you're not treating it like a food? Or is that an independent isra? And that's going to be a major machlokas achronim with ramifications la halacha. We'll have to discuss how to handle shalo kederech achila and Yom Kippurim as well. And then we'll get, after that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get further into the Inyan of Kedera, She'ena Bas Yoma Mistama. Tomorrow, we will not finish this Inyan of Nosin Tam of Gan. We'll probably have to wait till Sunday. If we don't have Shir Thursday, we'll probably have to wait till Sunday till we finish this Inyan. But again, we're going to do Tzadi Gimel, Kuf Gimel and Kuf Dalet together, which is another way of saying we're not really doing Kuf Dalet. So if you want to see the Shulchan Aruch and Shach and Kuf Dalet, you may want to learn ahead a little bit. Okay, everyone, have a great day. And thank you for accommodating the earlier share time.
Thank you.